Zonse zomwe mufuna zipezeka mmalo amodzi. ETG abwenzi anu odalirika popeza phindu mulimi. Fikani ku mastoro ya ETG kulikonse mziko lino yathu ya Zambia ndi Famarama Depo. Lelo gwirisani ntchito Philip e-voucher imbaniramya pa +260 761 04 6627.
Shopping with your Stanbic Visa card just got more rewarding. From groceries to gadgets, every swipe or tap could turn your everyday spend into something big. Between August 2025 and February 2026, Stanbic customers stand a chance to win their share of over 460,000 kwacha in prizes. Cashbacks, monthly trolley dashes, and exciting rewards along the way. The ultimate grand prize is waiting. A family holiday worth up to 300,000 kwacha for one lucky customer. So why are you cash? Swipe or tap your Stanbic Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time on Phoenix FM is 18:01. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Zambia at risk of $2.3 trillion annual loss without proper climate investment. Government seeks to advance debt restructuring and strengthen investment outlook at ongoing IMF World Bank meetings. And in global news, Madagascar's embattled president due to address nation amid coup fears. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Vice President Mutalina Lumango has warned that Zambia risks losing up to $2.3 trillion annually if it fails to invest adequately in measures to withstand disasters and climatic shocks. Officiating at the International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction under the theme Fund Resilience, Not Disasters, Mrs. Nalumango noted that the frequency of disasters worldwide is rising due to an increase in extreme weather patterns. She says that with many competing development needs, countries like Zambia continue to struggle to respond to the escalating costs of disasters, hence the urgent need to build coping capacity, reduce vulnerability, and strengthen resilience.
The need to invest in resilience building, therefore, cannot be overemphasized. We need to build resilience of our economy and communities to withstand disaster and climatic shock. Being cognizant of this reality, policy directive of the government has been to safeguard our developmental gains by ensuring that our 8th National Development Plan is risk-informed. By mainstreaming disaster risk reduction and climate change across all the developmental pillars.
And Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU National Coordinator, Norman Chipakupaku, says the commemoration serves as a reminder to move from reactive disaster response towards a proactive approach that prioritizes prevention, preparedness, and resilience building to protect livelihoods and infrastructure.
I think this is a very appropriate theme, Your Honor. This theme calls for a shift in our mindset from being reactive, spending so much money on disaster response, to moving to a new mindset which allows us to be proactive and invest in prevention, in preparedness, and in resilience building.
Meanwhile, United Nations UN Resident Coordinator Beatrice Mutali has challenged government, the private sector, and all stakeholders to maintain disaster risk reduction in national development plans to minimize the impact of future disasters. Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Situmbeko Musokotwane, has disclosed that Zambia's participation in the ongoing 2025 IMF World Bank annual meetings in Washington, D.C., is key to advancing the country's debt restructuring journey to consolidate its position as an attractive and reform-driven investment destination. Dr. Musokotwane is leading a high-level delegation that includes the Secretary to the Treasury, the Bank of Zambia Governor, the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA Commissioner General, and the Permanent Secretary for Budget and Economic Affairs, with parliamentary representation attending fora on the sidelines of the meetings. The minister has outlined a strategic program of engagements focused on strengthening social sector interventions, promoting investment in mining, agriculture, tourism, and infrastructure, while expanding public-private partnership opportunities to catalyze growth and job creation. Dr. Musokotwane has also disclosed that Zambia's talks will include meetings with IMF and World Bank officials, constituency sessions, and consultations with the IMF Mission Chief for Zambia, aimed at mobilizing finance and private capital for priority projects. Additionally, he says Zambia intends to use the platform to engage on debt sustainability, transparency in restructuring frameworks, and avenues for climate and resilience financing towards job opportunities, affordable financing, and infrastructure that support livelihoods for ordinary businesses. Israel's ambassador to Zambia, Ofra Afari, has described the exchange of prisoners and detainees between Israel and Palestine as a key step toward peace and a reaffirmation of the need to pursue a durable settlement. Ms. Fari tells Phoenix News that although the moment is emotional for families on both sides, her country does not seek war but requires guarantees of regional peace and security. She says international cooperation and oversight by mediators and humanitarian agencies will be essential to ensure the terms of the ceasefire and prisoner exchanges are implemented, while demilitarization, reconstruction, and political steps must prevent a recurrence of large-scale violence. The developments come nearly 2 years after the 7th October 2023 attacks that sparked the prolonged conflict, with the ambassador now hopeful that this step will culminate into the implementation of longer-term arrangements that guarantee peace and security.
Show the first move towards settling peace in the area. And we have to keep, all the borders to make sure that nothing can happen again like the massacre of 7th of October, and that the Israeli people can be safe and that the Palestinian people can be safe, because basically they're captured by Hamas as well. And we don't like wars. We really would like to live in peace and security in the region. And the interesting thing in this deal that was signed now is that it's a very, you have a very interesting system of cooperation between different countries in Europe, of course, led by the United States.
Residents of Chifubu in Indola have called on the Ministry of Lands and the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development to urgently address what they describe as irregularities in land administration in the city. The residents have expressed unhappiness with the current state of land allocation, alleging that cartels suspected to be linked to political cadres are grabbing land with impunity and operating without any fear of punishment. Speaking during a Transparency International Zambia TIZ stakeholder meeting on land corruption and human rights, The residents pointed out Kawama as one of the hotspots where multiple people are being allocated the same plots, while others with valid title deeds are having their land forcibly taken. The residents have called for immediate action from relevant authorities to restore order, ensure transparency, and protect legitimate landowners from continued harassment.